Episode 1700 is a picture worth a thousand words.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy, happy day. I am so excited. Why? Because it's Friday. You know what? It has been a really, really long week. How about you? Are you just ready to take a break? It was even a short week, and I'm exhausted. Well, it's Confessions of an Upset Mama. Let's dive in with some honesty, truth, and rawness. Is a picture worth a thousand words? For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, what do you see when you look at a masterpiece of you? Do you see potential and greatness? Or do you make excuses for your shortcomings? Is a picture worth a thousand words? So many questions with little answers. Or is that really true? Most of us look at ourselves from the perspective of critiques and commentaries. Well, you're looking mighty fine this morning. Or is it more in a sarcastic tone? Well, you're looking mighty fine this morning, I would say. Do you look at your reflection and judge harshly what is viewed from a subjective perspective? Yesterday was senior pictures for Noah. Now, this is our number 4 of 5. And yes, you could say I'm a little well-versed in how senior pictures go. However, here down in the South where we are, they do it a little bit differently. Everybody goes to the same photographer. You can pick different sessions and they take your pictures. I'm used to picking your own photographer, which usually has been mom because I take halfway decent pictures. I mean, I'm not the best, but who needs to spend wedding money on senior pictures? I'm just saying, but that's for another episode. So this was all new to us. And you know, Noah, this was something he didn't want anything to do with. He despised the whole idea that he had to go do this. And he had no choice because this was all part of yearbook pictures and graduation pictures. But he truly could care less about having these senior pictures taken. And no, he's not a picture taker anyway. I don't even know how we're going to make it to the wedding because I did remind him of that and he rolled his eyes at me. Okay, so off we went to our session. We got in the car. It was an evening session. And off we went. Well, he was done before we even walked in the door. I mean, the attitude was like, I don't want to do this, Mom. I really don't want to do this. Now, he's one who will do what he has to do, but he doesn't always really want to do it, but he'll do it. So I was just like, okay, all I want for him is to feel awesome the way I see him. Our impressions of ourselves can be 180 degrees different than those around us. If you were to ask your spouse what he thought of you, he would say some things that you wouldn't agree with, or you might agree with, for better or for worse. The point being, we want our best for our children. Why wouldn't we? And why wouldn't they want the same thing? Wisdom comes with age and experience, neither of which our children understand. So how can we see the best? Well, you have to focus on the better. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Focus on the better. Robin Sharma says this, with better awareness, we make better choices. And with better choices, we have better results. It's this downward spiral that's really what? An upward spiral. Everything feeds off of itself. This mom, all I was hoping was for the better for Noah. I wanted him to see something that he didn't see in himself. I wanted him to experience what I see when I look at him. I didn't want him to get stuck and critical of his reflection, all of which we do so well to ourselves. Is a picture worth a thousand words? Well, I guess it all depends on how you look at it. So you have to focus on the better. Notice we're not talking about the best, but we're talking about the better. Number one, better awareness. These are your intentions. when you are looking not just at the picture, but when I'm talking about your picture, your reflection that you see in the mirror, that you see on paper, that you hear in your voice, same with your child, the reflection that he sees or that she sees in the mirror, on paper. Imagine the hard stuff that they go through. Every single year being told how they are as a student. We grade them. And they get grades every single day for the work that they do. And you wonder why we have weird, subjective impressions on ourselves. Because we've been judged and critiqued our entire life. It doesn't matter where you grow up. If you go to school, you are being judged accordingly. There's a scale that you have to reach. It's not about living life always to the best. It's for the better, focusing on the better. What is it that's the better for that child, for the better of you? So you have to have, number one, that better awareness. Your intentions have to be what? Good. If you come at it from a negative point of view, what do you think you're going to see? Negative. You'll find all the bad. And with Noah, he was already negative, right? I was like, oh, these pictures, come on. I just want him to smile. I want him to be relaxed. And I told myself, I'm not going to be that mom. I'm not going to be that mom that's going to stand back and go, oh, wait, let's change this. Let's do this. I just wanted him to get through it with a smile in his heart, not just on his face, but in his heart, to where he saw that, you know what? This wasn't that bad after all. I can do something that I really, 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 really don't want to do ever. So better awareness, those intentions. Number two, better choices. There are decisions, right? With better choices, we make better decisions. So how are you seeing yourself when you wake up in the morning, when you get dressed? Maybe the question should be, how do you feel about yourself when you get undressed? Now, I'm not saying that kind of sexy undressing. I'm saying that if you were to look at your body image, your reflection, what would you say about you? Are there bad things you would say? Are there good things? Are you looking for the better things? Better choices? We need our decisions to be strong. And with that comes making better choices. And finally, number three, better results. Results are what? Our outcomes. We all want what's best for our children. It doesn't matter if we're mentoring them, if it's our biological children, if it's our adopted children, if it's our grandchildren, whatever child you have in front of you, if you're a breathing human being, you want what's best for that child. And you want the outcome to be what? Better. Usually it's what? Better than what you would have had. That's usually what we do, right? We bring it into comparison. Now, I don't want to go too deep in that because we could be here for hours. But the idea here is that when we have better awareness, it leads to better choices, which leads to what? Better results. It's the outcomes. And so, yeah, maybe you don't always have the best day, but you can always have better days. And you can have better outcomes. The results are there. And you're like, hey, yeah, I may be and feel a little bit tired, but I look pretty darn good. And I'm okay with how good I look at my age. And I'm going with that. You got a smile on your heart and on your face. It's not always about being the best at everything. Yes, I think unfortunately a lot of us over strive to being the best. And it's not just perfectionism. It's just something that if we want to get ahead in this world, if we want to have that best job, if we want to have that bigger house, if we want to have that better car, whatever it is, we feel like we always have to push to be the best at everything. But it shouldn't always be that. But when we focus on the better, it takes the pressure off, even if we are the best, even if they're the best. So be careful not to limit your aspirations and hopes for your child. A picture is worth many thousands of words when your child can see beyond his or her own reflection. Best isn't always better, but better is best. Now, in a couple days, we're going to go back and look at the pictures. Then we'll pick out the ones that ring a true reflection of Noah. I have no idea which ones will be the better of those taken, but what I do know is that I want Noah to see the better in whichever ones he chooses. I want him to see what I see. When we have children, we always want the best for them. And my thing is if we can get our children to see the better within themselves, imagine the impact that they can create. You don't have to be a 4.0 student. You don't have to be a 2.5 student. You don't have to take all the right classes. You don't have to graduate with honors. But what we do need to do and be is to be whom God created us. And that reflection needs to be seen not just with our eyes, but with our heart. So what type of role model are you being for your child? Are you one who's looking at your reflection? Or are you fussing over taking pictures because you don't look like you want to when you're undressing? You have nothing to wear? Or are you one who says, I need to push beyond that and focus on the better? I want to be able to show my children and be a role model for them that says, it's not all about just what you see. It's not about the size on the hanger. It's not about acting always a certain way. It's not about being perfect. It's about being the you, the masterpiece that God created. Life is too precious. Life is very, very short. And we are here on borrowed time. Don't you want that borrowed time to be a reflection of God's heart for us and for our children? I know for me as a mom, I struggle with only wanting the best for them. But the thing is, I have to remember that it's not my life to live, and I can't control my children. I can raise them up and discipline them and show them that there's a difference between being negative all the time and having a heavenly outlook on life. Looking at it through the lens of how God sees and focusing on the better. We don't have to always be the best. So what are you challenged by when it comes to your reflection? What are you challenged by when it comes to your child's reflection? Because unfortunately, a lot of parents see what? Themselves and their child. And so if their child makes a mistake, it's like, oh my gosh, it was like I did it. No, you didn't do it. Your child did it. Yes, you had some influence, but your child is still the one who made the decision, who made the choice. And the results are what they are because your child chose that route. As much as we want to be the best for our children, we have to do better at parenting. We have to do better at showing them a reflection that maybe they don't see every day. And maybe they don't see it because we don't see it either. If we can't see it within ourselves, how can we see it within somebody else? So I really want to challenge you today as a parent, as a mentor of a child. Wherever you come in contact with children, because I know some of you, you may not have children. And guess what? That's okay. But that doesn't mean that you don't have influence over a child or over children. You just don't have that responsibility of parenting. And sometimes that's a really good day. There are days that I'm like, oh my gosh, why? Why me, Lord? Why did you give me this responsibility? And there are days I'm like, oh, I can barely survive with one, let alone five. But you do what you got to do. So what is that reflection? How are you looking at yourself? How are you parenting your child and how they see their reflection? If you want some help with this, I get it. I don't have all the answers, but I do have a few tricks and strategies up my sleeve, and I would love to chat with you. It's not easy being a mom. It's not easy being a dad. But we can always do what? Better. So if you're saying, I want some help with this, I've got some questions. I'm not necessarily looking for answers, but direction, maybe a next step. Click on the link, take AIM in the show notes. I have a free gift for you. It's a coaching call with me. When you click on that link, that will begin our conversation. We will get you set up and you and I will have a chat about your specific circumstance, where you are in the situation at hand. Best isn't always better, but better is best. Let the reflection you see in yourself focus on the better. Be the role model for your child as much as you can, if you can on a daily basis. And I know for some of us that's taking it moment by moment. But you want to be better so they too can see themselves and focus on the better. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a beautiful weekend. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.